Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who can, within 3 pounds, guess his own weight, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. A single friend of mine is thinking about getting married, and he asked me what my wife would think if I went to one of those massage places where newly immigrated attractive Korean women give you a legitimate therapeutic massage and then finish the session with work that is traditionally not associated with legitimate massage. Mm-hmm. Why is this guy asking his married male friends this question? First, he knows monogamy would be a real problem for him. And second, he doesn't know anything about my wife. My friend's basic problem with monogamy is he can't do it. He's a very nice guy who has some unique psychological wiring that makes monogamy a balloon and him a bucket of pins. It's only a matter of time before something loud and deflating happens. I told my friend my going to a real massage and then more parlor is never, ever, not a ghost of a chance going to be part of my life. But, on the other hand, I can understand how, in theory, going to these places would be okay. Why? For a man, sex can be nothing more than a massage for the entire body. Many women, including my wife, think it's perfectly fine for a man to be naked while a newly immigrated attractive Korean woman therapeutically massages 98% of his body.
Yeah.
As long as she leaves that special 2% alone.
That's right.
If I let someone massage that 2%, it's grounds for divorce. Leave that part alone and therapeutically rub the other 98%, then it's just a massage and part of a healthy lifestyle. You know what's really healthy for me? That 2%, that's what's really healthy for me. That's real good therapy for us men. We're a whole lot easier to get along with as long as somebody is giving some therapy to the 2%. Uh-huh. And my friend is hoping if the parameters of that outside of the marriage therapy are that it takes place on a fold-up table under a sheet and the therapist can't speak English and keeps her feet on the floor, then it's not sex, really. It's just not sex. It's not sinful divorce-producing behavior, but like vitamins, just part of a healthy lifestyle. It's just a massage for the entire body. Mm-hmm. My wife does not agree with that assessment.
Oh, really?
I haven't asked her about it. I don't intend to. I don't have to. I just know she doesn't agree. But now my friend had me thinking about all this, not so I personally can get involved, but just out of curiosity. I asked him, do these places really exist? Are they in back alleys? He said, no, one of them's right next to a Jack in the Box in Wilshire Boulevard.
Apropos.
Well, then I thought, it can't be wrong if it's happening next to a Jack in the Box.
That's right.
It was a morally confusing situation. So I asked my friend, are these women legitimate masseuses who are also very briefly hookers, or are they hookers who really like to give a lot of therapeutic foreplay? Because I would think he'd have a lot better chance of getting out of trouble with his potential future wife if he could honestly say, honey, she's a masseuse that just got carried away. She was just being very thorough, honey. Anyway, I told my friend he'd better have a discussion about the 2% massage concept with his girlfriend before they get married or rewrite his health insurance policy to cover $300 charges from Jinzu Oriental Bathhouse. Because if his new wife sees those Jinzu Bathhouse charges showing up on their credit card bill, he might lose his 2%. And after that, 50% of everything else he owns.
Yeah.
At least that's what my wife would do. Again, I didn't have to ask her about it. I'm pretty much 100% accurate at guessing what she thinks can happen with my 2%. From a squeaky chair in Los Angeles, California, where insanity meets the sea, I'm Tim Bedore on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Tim.
Tim, was it a bucket full of pins?
Yeah. Bucket full of pins.
That's a brand new analogy.
Oh, so those kind of places really exist?
We don't need.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No need to pursue.
Never heard of them.
Absolutely not.
The artist is finished.
I'm going to Jack in the Box.